Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Keystone XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree said the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production. The White House Tuesday says starting up the XL pipeline again would have no impact. Mr. Crabtree on Fox News disagrees.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it. Biden's using this policy of any way but an American way. We're in for some deep trouble.
Some 44 million South Koreans head to the polls today to elect the country's next president. Polls revealed voters are looking for a leader who can root out corruption, heal the divided nation, and polarize politics, and kickstart negotiations to curb North Korea's nuclear threat. Essentially, the race is between liberal Lee Jae-myung and conservative Yoon Suk-yeol. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
A former leader of the Proud Boys is in custody for his role on January 6th. John Hunt reports.
Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media.
Scientists say they have found the well-preserved sunken wreckage of Endurance more than a century after it was lost to the Antarctic ice. The Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust says the wreck has been filmed but would not be touched. The vessel sits in 10,000 feet of ocean in the Weddell Sea. The 1915 loss was captained by Frank Worsley. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Russia continues their unjust invasion of Ukraine, an estimated 60 to 100,000 foreign fighters have joined the fight. Dual U.S.-Ukraine citizen Miro Popovich tells his story to CNN.
Now I'm in Kiev, and I'm helping our military and police as much as I can using my military experience that I gained in U.S. Army and Afghanistan. Well, you know what? The most important skill that you can learn in the military and during any war is the stress and how you handle stress. And I know that I've been into some situations where stressful situations when I was serving in the U.S. Army. And now I'm bringing this is the most important experience because there's a lot of young guys here. They never seen blood. They never fire a weapon and they never heard a gunshot. So I'm here sort of helping them to overcome this. And of course, I know how to use, I'm proficient with some of the weapons. So I'm bringing that to the table.
It's been rumored that sharks in the ocean don't sleep at all. The fact that some sharks must stay on the move to facilitate their breathing has led to this idea. A new study, however, finally confirms these animals do slumber. Ecophysiologist Michael Kelly from the University of Western Australia says after monitoring sharks across a 24-hour period, it revealed their oxygen levels consistently decrease during these periods of restfulness and are indeed sleeping. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as we've been promoting, here he is, the one and only Peter Schweitzer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Peter, right at the top of the inside jacket of the book, it is ominous, the statement that says that in a quarter of century, as an investigative journalist, this is the scariest investigation you've ever conducted. Boy, that says a lot right there, Peter.
Yeah, it does. And the reason I say that is, I've seen a lot and reported a lot and exposed a lot over the course of the last 25 years. I've never had a situation where I've done a book where the breadth and the depth of the sort of corruption and compromise you're dealing with, I've never seen it. I mean, This is a book that certainly looks at Washington, D.C., the most powerful people there, but it also looks at the biggest names in Silicon Valley, the biggest names on Wall Street. So the breadth of it and then the depth of it, I mean, we're not talking about minor deals that are making somebody $500,000 or $1 million. We're talking about deals that involve tens of millions, sometimes billions of dollars to people. So that's why I made that statement. And I think the reaction to the book reflects that a lot of people share that opinion.
In your previous books, you were fair-minded and you took a look at both sides of the aisle. And again, it's obvious that this disease, this infection, this, if you might say, the elite capture that the communist Chinese have been able to effectively orchestrate within our country is beyond awesome. I mean, what they've been able to do in causing political power figures to sell American democracy out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius strategy. You've got to give them credit for that. They view the United States as their rival, even their enemy. They know that we have a very dynamic economy. We have the world's best military. We have all this cultural influence around the world. So they don't want to go toe-to-toe, head-to-head with us. What they've decided is they're going to effectively try to lobotomize. They're going to basically take out our leadership. Or at least neutralize our leadership or elements of our leadership to the extent that they don't respond to what China's doing. They even do favors for China, for Beijing. And then we end up in a situation where it's too late. We can't respond because we've basically given away the store.
Without a doubt. And you cite examples, as I say, on both sides of the aisle, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, the obvious Joe Biden, Biden Inc., organization. It's amazing. And as I read your book and as you see that this is systemic, you go, well, how many others didn't make the cut that you had to leave out of the book?
Yeah, it's a good question, Bill. We really didn't leave anybody out of the book in the sense that they at least get some mention. They may not be a major player, but we tried to name everybody we exposed. We also mentioned, of course, in the final chapter, there are good people on both sides of the aisle trying to combat and fight this. But I have no doubt in my mind there are people that are engaged in this that effectively covered up their tracks that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is truly scary, and that's why we need to have greater accountability. We need to shame people that are doing this, and we need greater exposure of this sort of behavior.
Well, I think it calls for a special prosecution. What I'm concerned about, Peter, is with a red wave in the offing in the midterms here, there should definitely be a shellacking that is experienced by the Democratic Party, especially progressives. And we'll see how that plays out. What I'm concerned about is Kevin McCarthy and others have signaled that they're going to be, you know, committee hearings galore. And I'm saying, why waste the people's money? All we're going to hear is a bunch of politicians beating their chest and not even coming to a conclusion. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi to, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, and they go off to jail. That ain't going to happen. You know, so we're wasting our time. So it's going to be Benghazi all over again. Get a special prosecutor who's got the force and power to get subpoenas and get to the bottom of this, and maybe we might find out exactly what happened in 2020 in the elections and how it had an effect on January the 6th.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree with you. I think an independent counsel is absolutely a great idea. I do think if you have committee hearings, you need to have the committees that have subpoena power actually subpoena records, Hunter Biden's financial records, Joe Biden's financial records, subpoena very specific things. But I agree with you. What ends up happening in a lot of cases, there's a lot of speechifying. There's a lot of heat. There's very little light. We owe it to the American people to get to the bottom of what's going on, do it in a nonpartisan way, a fact-led way. I'm slightly optimistic that we will get at least some of that with the new Congress. But, of course, I have been disappointed in the past, and I may very well again be in the future.
Well, we can only know them. If you want to know what they'll do, look what they've done. And that sets the stage, unfortunately, because, like you say, the American people deserve the truth for all the money we've been paying into this. You know, all that we paid for the Mueller investigation, for example, you know, probably somewhere $50-70 million with all these lawyers and everything like that. And what have we got out of it? Well, it really, you know, they couldn't indict Donald Trump, and they kind of soft-pedaled it in such a way and left people thinking, you know, especially those that thought Trump deserved, you know, to be impeached and kicked out of office. They kind of left him with a taste in the mouth that maybe they were a little bit right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, oftentimes what goes on in Washington, D.C., to me, is a little bit like professional wrestling. I mean, you see all this violence. You know, these wrestlers are hitting each other with chairs. They're throwing each other out of the window. And then, of course, you realize after a while that it's all choreographed.
Exactly.
And, so there's no question there's an element of that in Washington, D.C. I do want to remain optimistic and have enough faith that there are people on both sides of the aisle. I named some of them in the book. Mm-hmm. They've been very good on China, very good at fighting this. I want to hope and believe that those individuals will rise to the occasion. But even more than that, Bill, I have faith in the American people. I think the reaction to the book reflects that. It came out 3 weeks ago. We've been number one on the New York Times bestseller list every week. I wish I could say that that was because of my genius or brilliance. It's not. It's because the book has touched a nerve, and I think an important one, and I think it is an opportunity for us to build a bipartisan movement to address these issues as it relates to China, who has made very clear that they are in competition with us and they mean to win. The question is, are we going to allow our elites to sell us out to the extent and to the point where we lose this competition because of them?
Well, like you say, what's happening underneath is so complex. I mean, as I'm reading your book, I'm sitting here again. I picture, you know, like a war room in your offices there, where you've got pin dots going in all these different directions, connecting these companies that seem so benign that are connected with the CCP. And then we get, you know, captured elites, names that we know, politicians who are associated and giving them cover. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of like what you reported in Canada, and people are shocked, because I told them, I go, yeah, I'm reading Peter's book here, and you know, no big surprise as far as I'm concerned what we see happening in Canada with Justin Trudeau, when you understand the relationship that his father Pierre had with China that you reported in Red Handed, and how they erased all the history of Pierre Trudeau and his relationship with China.
This winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach, with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byer's vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. A little central time confusion, so I missed my curtain call. Forgive me. But, you know, Rick Manning is ever faithful. He's always right on time. And, gosh, I think this is like the first time ever since I've been doing a national radio show that I've missed my call. I mean, I had my days early on in my radio days in Los Angeles where, you know, you'd wake up late and go through that kind of deal. But never, never like this. And, Rick, I'm sure glad that I was able to experience this with you.
I'll tell you what, when I used to travel a whole lot, I used to wake up in places and ask and call the front desk when I woke up and ask where I was.
So I know
exactly what you're talking about. And because in the hotel rooms, this one plastic plant looks the same as another.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, speaking of something like that, there was a friend of ours. I was in Lexington, Kentucky with a dear friend, and we picked up one of his best friends from San Diego, California. And we're trying to explain to him that he says, well, that's Versailles. You know, it's a city name, Versailles. Well, no, it's called Versailles. He goes, no. It's got to be Versailles. You're just pulling my leg. No, it's really, it's Versailles. And so we go into a fast food place, and my friend is still having, like, one of those city slicker moments. He's not getting Versailles, Versailles. This is, like, just brain-bruising him. And so my friend looks to the gal in the window who is servicing us, says, Would you do me a favor and tell my friend where we are? And she goes, Burger King. So, hey, we can all get a little disoriented at times. And once a year when I'm here in Central Time, it's the only time that I change my calendar clock and everything else. But, and I'm sitting here and I could not believe it that I'm going, oh, that's right. I'm in Central Time. The show starts at 8 o'clock, not at 9 o'clock Eastern. So anyway, we're in a mad scramble to catch up really quick here. Rick, just a couple of national things of interest. United Nations doesn't want to call the Ukraine conflict a war or an invasion. I mean, see, this is the problem. I mean, the United Nations is an extension of what we went through in World War I and World II, this idea of appeasement, this lack of courage, this idea that we, you know, if we all sing Kumbaya, we can all get together, but we miss the essence of humanity, and that is, as the book of Ecclesiastes tells us, there's a time for war and a time for peace. And when you miss that time, boy, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, and it gets to be very expensive, like kind of what we're experiencing here in this country. We didn't deal with it earlier, and now we're paying for the differential, right?
Yeah, that's true. Let's just be clear what the UN is doing. What the UN is doing is they're legitimizing Putin's invasion. Because by not calling it a war, not calling it an invasion, they are saying that he has a legitimate right to have his troops there. So they're negating the actual aggression by seeing that it's effectively, or from a verbal perspective, from a language perspective, ceding Ukraine to Russia.
Exactly. And look what's happening. The rest of the world, I mean, forget what the UN does. I mean, the rest of the world saying, hey, Russian vodka out of here. We're pouring it out in the streets. Anything that's Russia right now is being canceled because the people of the world, whether or not the United Nations gets it, you know, common reasoning says this is an invasion. You've come into a sovereign country. You are killing their people. This is a mass holocaust against the Ukrainians. This is disgusting. So whether or not Joe Biden, whether or not, you know, any political party or the United Nations wants to acknowledge it, you know, it cracks me up. Here is a country, particularly here in the United States. We are quick to call January 6th an insurrection, right? As powerful as that word is and what it represents. But yet when you have an invasion of a sovereign country, we're going, well, kind of not so. Maybe it's just it's kind of a mostly peaceful incursion or invasion, I guess is what CNN and others might say, right?
Yeah, I have to tell you, this is a setup because it means that none of the Baltic states are legitimate. None of the states that are independent are legitimate. It creates, it effectively negates the fall of the Soviet Union. And, you know, that is a recipe for World War III. That is a recipe for World War III. And something happened today, and we don't have much time, but there's something that happened last 24 hours. It's crazy. The U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has been talking for 4 days about how, Poland is going to give jets to Ukraine, and then the U.S. can replace those jets. Poland said, no, we're not doing that. So finally Poland kind of gives up and says, I guess we're going to have to do that. And then within hours, our Defense Department says, we're not giving you jets. So U.S. policy forced them to say they're going to provide jets to Ukraine that puts them squarely in the war. And then the Department of Defense pulled the rug out from under you in Poland, saying, no, we're not going to replace those jets. So the U.S. government has just put Poland in the crosshairs.
Unbelievable. Well, are you that surprised? I mean, these are the guys. These guys haven't got it right. I mean, they've got a history. I mean, it's almost like they're a perfect match for Joe Biden, who said to never in 50 years of foreign policy, I think it was Bill Gates said, he's never gotten anything right. And he continues. I mean, he's batting 1,000% here. And I love what Senator Kennedy...
Former Defense Secretary Gates.
Yes.
Bill Gates, but yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, former... Yeah, and correct. Yeah, corrected, yes. But still, you know, it's like, wait a minute. This guy, he doesn't get it. He'll never get it. And, you know, Senator Kennedy said, even the animal world knows better than to follow the weakest animal, right? And here we are. We are stuck. The United States is stuck. The world is stuck with this this poor leadership. And this is the cost of elections, no matter how they figure them out.
Yeah, Bill, the problem here is simple. We have, it's not just Biden, Blinken, the Secretary of State, is going around. He is, everything he has done has led to the inescapable conclusion that the United States government wants World War III, that we want a war. Because the polls said no. They said no because Putin's looking for an excuse to continue his aggression. The Poland's sitting there, they've had German tanks and Russian tanks running through them throughout their history. They know that, whether it's on horseback or if it's mechanized, they know what that looks like. They don't want that. They're part of NATO. If Russia attacks Poland because of this, NATO isn't by treaty obligated to take on Russia. We have three states. By the way, Stoli, the vodka, is not made in Russia. They are made actually in Latvia. And they've now put a press release out saying, don't dump out our vodka. We're actually made in the Baltics, not in Russia. We've made so many decisions that tell the world that we actually, either we are the most incompetent boobs in the history of the world, or we actively want there to be a conflict between the United States and Russia. And it is it's almost unbelievable that they'd be that irresponsible, but that incompetent and dumb. But the fact of the matter is, you can only look at what's coming out of our government and draw conclusions based on what they're saying and what they're doing. And this action with Poland is kind of the last straw in terms of
bizarre.
The Biden administration behaving so bizarrely that nobody in the world can trust us on anything.
Exactly. Now, they're so grossly incompetent, but like you say, you give them credit by even saying they're grossly incompetent, because even when you're incompetent, you're at least trying to do something. You're exactly right. And Tulsi Gabbard said the same thing, is that the end game for them is clear, and they are following that objective. Don't listen to what they're saying. You've got to watch and what with what they're doing. You'll know them by their actions, not by their words.
100% right. 100% right. And it's a dangerous time. Pray for America. That's all I can say, because we've never needed God's intervention more than now.
Well, God, I believe, sanctified this country, set it apart for a reason. I know people have said, well, we don't want to be the police of the world. The fact of the matter is, whether you want to call it the police of the world, we have been a safeguard for the world going back for the last 80 years. And you just can't abandon that and be missing in action. And we have been missing in action, and this is why we've gotten to this point. We didn't take care of it early on when we saw the signs. But like you said, the neocons and those that want war, they said, oh, wow, they're rubbing their hands together and they're looking for a windfall profit. The military-industrial complex of the deep state, we're back stronger than ever, Rick Manning, I got to tell you.
necessary indeed, then the House will vote for another $10 billion for them.
Keep praying. Keep
Want
praying.
To pay off
exactly
your 30-year
right.
mortgage
Thank
in
you.
Half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Keystone XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree of the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production. The White House Tuesday says starting up the XL pipeline again would have no impact. Mr. Crabtree on Fox News disagrees.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it. Biden's using this policy of any way but an American way. We're in for some deep trouble.
Some 44 million South Koreans head to the polls today to elect the country's next president. Polls revealed voters are looking for a leader who can root out corruption, heal the divided nation, and polarize politics, and kickstart negotiations to curb North Korea's nuclear threat. Essentially, the race is between liberal Lee Jae-myung and conservative Yoon Suk-yeol. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. It's time for Bill Pasco. Yes, TCP's man in Washington. He's taking care of business as always. He is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. And as I say, TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you this morning?
Like you, I mean, we're watching the news, the stuff that's coming out of the Beltway. I mean, this is just brain exploding. You know, it just, I don't know, Bill, I don't know how you, how you can be there around it and, protect yourself to not be infected.
You learn how to juggle. You learn how to stay out of the way of oncoming freight trains because they're coming at you a mile a minute. I mean, we wake up this morning to news that they have found a way, they have stumbled into an agreement on a $1.5 trillion spending bill that's going to, you know, it's thousands of pages long, and they're literally right. expecting people to vote on it this afternoon. Nobody right. will have read this bill. Now, I mean, most of the vast majority, I mean, if you're not on the Appropriations Committee, you haven't seen any of the text. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how do you do that fairly? I don't get it. This is a long-term problem. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
We see this.
Yeah, this isn't about fairness, Bill. That's clearly it. You, I mean, you just asked the question. How can you do it fairly? They're not interested in fairness. I mean, you know, here we are. We're already dealing with inflation issues. We've got too much money out there. And the Biden administration says, okay, you're not going to give me the Green Deal. Fine. We're just going to find another way. And, of course, they're going to play the heartstrings. What did we go? We started with $1 billion. Now we're up to, what, $14, $15 billion for Ukraine aid?
$14 billion.
So they're going to play that string, that note, on everybody's heart. Oh, we got to do it. But it's like, wait a minute. We're one. What are you saying? $1.5 trillion now?
Well, here's what I can tell you are the good things that I've been able to figure out is in the deal. One of the big questions was whether or not the Democrats were going to put policy riders in. Because keep in mind, this is when you have the big government spending bill. This almost always passes. It doesn't always pass on the first try, but it always passes because this is how we keep the government funded these days. We don't pass the 12 individual appropriations bill. We wrap them up into one bill. So that means the bill has to pass, and that means it is by definition a must pass. And so the Democrats were looking, since they're in the majority in the House and they've got since they've got control of the Senate, they don't have a majority in the Senate. It's a 50-50 Senate, but they control the Senate because the vice president votes, and they have the White House. They said, okay, we get to write the laws, and we're going to attach all kinds of interesting policy riders, and one of them is going to be we're going to reverse a longstanding rider called the Hyde Amendment. Going back to the 1970s, Henry Hyde, congressman from Illinois, wrote an amendment to a spending bill that has been in place ever since that prevents taxpayer funding of abortion. And it doesn't make any difference whether the Democrats have controlled the House and Senate or Republicans, whether there was a Democratic president or a Republican president. That ban on taxpayer funding of abortion has been in place since the mid-1970s. The Democrats decided this time they wanted to get rid of it. This time they are so radical. You know, last week we had the most radical pro-abortion bill ever voted on in the Senate. It was brought to the floor just so it could be voted down, but Chuck Schumer gets to say, look, I brought the bill to the floor. Now they've decided we're going to take the Hyde Amendment out and we're going to allow taxpayer funding of abortion. And the Republicans drew the line in the sand and said, no, you're not. That hasn't changed since the 70s. And the Republicans held firm and they kept it in. Good for the Republicans. Good for them. Good
that
for
is
the pro-life
good.
Cause. Okay. Next thing they did was president came in and said, I need $30 billion for more COVID relief funding. And the Republicans said, what? What in the world are you talking about? We just spent $5 trillion. Here's what
about all the other money that hasn't even been spent yet, right, Bill?
That's it. They said we want an accounting of the $5 trillion. And the Biden White House said, okay, how about if we don't ask for 30, we'll ask for 22.5. Can we get 22.5? And the Republicans said, hey, we still want an accounting of the $5 trillion that's already been spent. What they ended up agreeing to is they said, okay, we'll let you have $22.5 billion if you agree to rescind, that is, pull back $22.5 billion that hasn't been spent, money that we already appropriated for COVID in the three previous COVID relief bills. But it hasn't been spent because you just nailed it. There's a, I was going to say a dirty word. There's an awful lot of money that has been appropriated but still hasn't been spent. Hundreds of billions of dollars still hasn't been spent. So the Republicans said, let's dip into some of that money to pay for your new need. And Biden said, okay, all right. If that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do. So on those two things, the Republicans came out as guardians of the Treasury. And guardians of the policy that's been in place. And the Democrats are so desperate to get this done because they haven't been able to govern, frankly. It's we're 5 months into the fiscal year, and we're talking about the bill that funds the government for this fiscal year. We've only got 7 months left. What are we waiting for here, guys?
Well, maybe if we call time out on it, you know, we might be ahead of the ball game. You know, I've been saying, and you've heard me say this before, Bill, is that maybe about, 60 days, especially 60 days before the end of the fiscal year, if they really wanted to bring things in line a little bit that could be pretty aggressive and really not all that painful, is if they declared no more federal spending for the last 60 days of the federal year. Because you know what happens in the last 60 days of the federal year. They say, hey, how much money you got left? Vacate it. You know, they go out there and they start spending, you know, $100,000 for a box of number two Ticonderoga pencils because they just got to get rid of the money, right? It is stupid spending that takes place. So the best way to help them from themselves is just stop it. say, okay, we're going to freeze it. We're going to freeze the spending. But, you know, we got a couple of months to get ready for that. So the fact that we've, you know, we've kind of been out for, you know, several months, but you know what they do anyway. You know, they may have put stuff on pause, but then they spend it, you know, like crazy as soon as the gates are open, right?
You are absolutely right. September, the last month of the fiscal year, is known throughout the federal government. That's when the painters come in and the floor guys come in, because every building gets a new set of floors and every building gets a paint job, so they can spend that money right down to the last nickel. Because unspent money at the end of the budget year simply means that, well, you don't need that much money for next year then. If you saved, right. If you didn't spend, if you saved 3% of the funds that were allocated for you, well, then we can cut your budget by 3% and it won't cost you anything, right? Nobody wants to be in that position. They all want to be in the opposite position.
Could you imagine?
I mean, 3% more.
There would be a mass fetal position sighting on the Beltway with all the agencies. They'd all be in the fetal position, kicking their heels and whining if that was to occur. If real, you know, economic discipline would take place on behalf of we the people, God forbid, right?
Well, you know, I've been one of those who's been arguing for, gosh, going back to the 90s, 30 years now. What I think we ought to do is we ought to take the responsible fiscal officer in each cabinet department, whoever it is. There's a guy in each cabinet department who's responsible for making sure that they only spend the money that they have, right? Yeah. Every organization has this. You have to have this, especially in these sprawling government agencies that are allocated billions and billions of dollars to spend. So there's one guy who's responsible ultimately for making sure they don't overspend. I think that as taxpayers, we ought to offer those guys who, you know, they're government bureaucrats. What do they make? $100,000 a year, maybe $150,000 a year? I think we ought to offer them untold riches if they can bring their budget in, not just on time and on budget, but if they can save money. If you can save 1% of a $50 billion budget, then I'll give
that's
you
a great idea.
Bonus.
People will do what they get rewarded for.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? We'd be so far ahead. And speaking of COVID, by the way, did you hear the CDC's latest announcement? I mean, of course, anytime the CDC talks anymore, it's almost like Dr. Fauci. I just don't want to hear you. But you know, they've determined that it's going to become a seasonal virus. How long have we been saying that? And, of course, it's interesting that the seasonal cycle, it's interesting, is going to mesh with the election cycle. So I think it's a brilliant move by the CDC. Yeah, in conjunction with the Democratic Party. More to come. Bill Pasco, you're awesome. Thank you, pal, for coming on. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day. You got it.
You too. Bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMet instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Chris Chmielewski joins us now from Numbers USA. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, lots to talk about. We were going to wait and see if we had more information regarding the omnibus world-famous spending bill. I mean, in the midst of inflation and all this money the government's been spending, I mean, This is the disease of more. It's just not enough. I don't know what's going to cure this short of the midterms, but it's like the Democrats are saying, look it, we've got control of the Treasury. Let's just keep emptying it out. Joe Biden's trying to find new ways. And of course, you know, shamelessly writing off, you know, the emotions and the sympathies we have for Ukraine. Remember, it started out, we're going to send him another, you know, we'll send him another $1 billion in aid. Now that's gone up to $14 billion because public sentiment has increased to such a degree. But it's like everything else that has to do with the Beltway, that's not enough. We got to throw in more COVID money. We got all these other important deals that, you know, I mean, there's probably going to be another 2,500 pages of governmental spending that the elected officials themselves aren't even going to have a chance to read.
Insane. Yeah, and so 2,700 pages, even more than 2,500 pages, 2,700 pages, they dropped the text at 1:30 in the morning, and I haven't checked C-SPAN in the last few minutes, but they might actually be voting on it now. So, I mean, they have been crafting it for several weeks. So, you know, while the bill didn't drop until the middle of the night, you know, most of the members, while they're not going to piece through the final version of it, because there's no time, they do know what's in there. But, you know, the big thing is that both parties, I mean, this is a bipartisan deal, and the politics behind this is essentially Richard Shelby, the Republican senator from Alabama, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. He's retiring, and this is his last go around. He didn't want to go out on a series of CRs. So he was willing to work with Democrats on this. And you're right. I mean, Republicans, unfortunately, just don't care about deficit spending and all that kind of stuff anymore. But, you know, they said no policy riders. You know, I work on the immigration issue. Well, I can list you three or four policy riders that are in there that affect immigration, including increasing some work visas for foreign workers. So, yeah, this whole thing is typical Congress. I mean, it doesn't even surprise me anymore.
But no riders, Chris, to do anything to secure the border, right? You know, the State of the Union, the president tried to suggest that he was going to do something about the border.
Right.
It's hysterical.
You know, so Republicans are taking a little pride in the fact that, you know, they're basically funding the border wall at the same level that they did in the final year of the Trump administration. But again, Biden doesn't necessarily need to use that. It's limited. He can't use it for new funding, for new walls. They can only fix existing walls, typically is the way that it works.
Which, by the way, remember they were going catatonic over this new technology. Was this going to be the right technology? I mean, they were overanalyzing this to no end. And now they've settled on, hey, let's just do a patch job on the old stuff that's falling over, that's all rusted and coming apart, right? Genius.
Yeah. And forget about the areas where we're seeing, you know, where we're still seeing large numbers of illegal aliens crossing the border illegally. You know, it also increases ICE funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is responsible for Interior Enforcement. But, you know, with a Democratic administration, we know what that means. It usually means that they're going to use the money for, you know, sensitivity training for ICE officers.
All
you
right.
know, don't call illegal aliens, even though that's the legal term for it. So it's, you know, I don't think there's anything that Republicans should be proud about in this, even though most probably a majority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate will vote yes on this. But there's nothing to be proud about. But, you know, crisis averted, and Congress doesn't have to worry about this until the fall now.
Crisis kicked up, you know, up the road is what it is. It's not crisis.
Yeah.
Crisis really averted. It's like, and what we're finding out, you know, with Ukraine, it's the same old story. You know, you have that option to pay me now or pay me later. If you pay now, it's less expensive. You pay later, it gets much more complicated. You know, Joe Biden and the administration ignored what was happening on the border of Ukraine for a long time. And then we find out here recently that there was, munitions and military supplies that were supposed to have been sent on two different occasions to Ukraine, and they purposely slow walked it. It's like, wait a minute. You know, is it your family that's dying there? I mean, what are you doing here? The American people are up in arms about this. Their hearts are torn apart watching this every night. And we're told by the state, oh, yeah, we're sending them munitions. Via snail mail. I mean, you know, there's new technology. We got to get that stuff over there. I mean, it's like their lives are now being measured in minutes and days. And you're saying, oh, well, we'll take a look at that. And we'll take a look again. We'll circle back in about 2 months.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, who's praying for it? Us. At the gas pumps.
That's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because they were interviewing these people the other day, and they said, you know, paying a little bit more for gas, I don't have a problem. It's for Ukraine and all this. And you go, wait, no. Paying more for gas has nothing to do with Ukraine. That's what Joe Biden wants you to believe. No, paying more for gas has everything to do with the stupid policies that said America didn't need to be energy independent. We needed to rely on the people that don't like us, like Russia, like, you know, Saudi Arabia, all these other people. But now Venezuela, and of course, now, you know, and especially we get so much from Canada right now. And Justin Trudeau has declared himself a full-blown communist. So, let's just dig a deeper hole and let's just be more reliant. If it's not the communist Chinese directly, well, then we'll go ahead and we'll align ourselves with Russia and Putin and, Justin Trudeau, right? So much for a free democracy and a free America. Now, I'll tell you, this is not going to bode well here. And the thing that scares me, Chris, is you and I are talking about this today, and down the road, in this next generation, they're going to inherit this mess.
Yep.
And, you know, because we ignored the signs. But part of it, you know, like Tulsi Gabbard said last night, and I agree with her, is that we're being set up here. We're being, you know, there's nothing under our sleeves. You know, here's what's going on. Sleight of hand. I'll tell you, the military-industrial complex is licking their chops, and they're just rubbing their hands together because they see a windfall profit a-coming. And we are being set up for war big time here, and this is why they're just letting this thing play itself out, let Putin continue to destroy and ravage Ukraine, and then we're going to have to deal with the inevitable. In much the same way, you know, you can read about it. You're way too young, and I wasn't around during World War II, so I had to read about it, too, in the history books. But this is like, this is Hitler. This is Adolf Hitler and the rise of the Third Reich and trying to appease them and just saying, hey, if we were just nice enough to him, we just give him what he wants. You know, Japan the same way. Everybody will play nice. We'll all sing all 32 verses of Kumbaya, and won't we all be happy?
Right, right. Yeah, and, you know, again, meanwhile, we as taxpayers are stuck flipping the bill for, you know, paying for more expensive for gas. Eventually that's going to, you know, increase prices already at the grocery store and other places. It's only a matter of time before the high gas prices trickle into the already inflated products at the grocery store and other places. So,
So much for wage increases. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So much for the wage increase. That's all evaporated with inflation anyway. And, and gasoline. And I keep thinking of the people who rely on our energy, particularly, you know, in these areas where the weather has been so brutal for them. I mean, their gas bills are through the roof. How are they going to survive this, Chris? I mean, this is, you know, this is horrendous. And Joe Biden, you know, coming on TV and saying, oh, you can blame the Russians for that. You got to be kidding. I mean, how stupid does he think we are? He probably thinks we're so stupid. That's why he tells us that Hunter Biden is so smart. I don't think he understands what stupid or what smart really means.
Well, I mean, gas prices were up. Gas prices were up almost a dollar from where they were a year ago before Russia started amassing troops on the Ukrainian border. So, yeah, this is absolutely connected to the. I mean, the American people can understand maybe a 50-cent to $1 price hike as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but they're forgetting that's on top of the $1 price hike we've had on gas just in the last year and a half. So.
No, it's insane. Chris, we drove up from Florida to Nashville last couple of days. I paid $4 for a gallon for gas. And here I am. I mean, at every stop, you know, $4.
Right.
And I'm looking over and I'm going, wow, there's another one up there for like $5, looking at $6. And I'm thinking, this is insane. And I was telling a friend of mine that, you know, we're here for this convention. It's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention at the Gaylord. I'm going to put a tip jar out there with a sign saying, hey, I've got to drive home. I need gas money.
So does everybody else attending.
Well, you know, most of them come in by plane, you know. You know, they're using commercial aircraft. But, yeah, they still got to get from the airport home, too. So they'll probably say, hey, make room for my tip jar, too. Hey, we're going to have tip jars abounding all around here.
You know, all the tourist hotspots who are probably getting all excited because they're going to have a big summer now that it's quote-unquote over.
Oh, no, it's seasonal now, the CDC. The CDC said it's seasonal now, and it's gonna coincide with, you know, the election calendar. So you can count on that. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Thanks. You too.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen